I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Three. Oh, five. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. You think it's hot? You ain't seen nothing. Next week, every day it appears, every day we could possibly tickle that 100-degree mark. Ay, 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 ay. All right, I was going to say we'll hunker down, but do you want to hunker down or you want to wear something light and fluffy and airy? 100 degrees is hot. There's really no way to spin that. You can get into the arguments, the dust-ups. Heidi and I go back and forth. Oh, 75 is too high, we got to put on the air. No, I'm not turning it on until it hits 80. But 100 brings a unanimous decision from everyone. That's hot. So next week, just about every single day, either at 100 degrees or pretty doggone close to 100 degrees. I'm actually looking at the forecast that says a couple of those days we are going to exceed 100 degrees. Wow. Okay. Now, I promise you, we're not just going to be griping about the weather. We got a lot of stuff. We'll be chatting with Dr. Dave Brandt. Going to be with us at 3:35. Dave, of course, my favorite economist. There seems to be some mixed signals. I'm seeing what I think are pretty good numbers coming from reports on the economy. And then I'm hearing from some of the legacy news media hacks. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world right around the corner. It's coming. You just don't see it because you're not as smart as we are. Well, I'm willing to stipulate I am not as smart as you are, but I can kind of see where we are. I see that there's not a lot of problems arising from these tariffs. She told me that was going to be the end of the world. So anyway, Dr. Dave Brandt will join us at 3:35. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us at 4:35. Stan joins us every Friday afternoon. Talk a little bit about cars, have fun, get an idea what's coming up on the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Airs Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. and 5:35. Another really, really good friend, Bolly Jarrett. Bolly is a really cool guy. I mean, I think the world of Bolly. He's a CPA. That's the day job, if you will, and that's how a lot of people know him, as an accountant. In fact, last year he was selected as the best accountant in all of Central Virginia in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Who else made the cut? Sam Newsman. Yeah, Sam Newsman, the most trusted puppet in media, who just, was it last week, Germ? Won third place in the, I think it was Best Media Personality for Style Weekly. I know, apparently Style Weekly is still around and they're still doing the contests. So that's pretty cool. So Sam took third place then, and Sam this year is in the finals for Best Morning Radio Show. 2 years ago, Sam Newsman won third place in mornings. Last year, he was second best. So, I mean, if the trend keeps up, he would be the best morning radio show. That would be pretty cool. I always reference Germ in that because Jeremy actually is the producer for Sam Newsman. I've got him during the week, and Sam gets him on the weekends. It's kind of, I guess it's kind of like one of those divorced family things, right? I get possession of Germ during the week, and then on the weekend, he gets to hang out with Sam. And I don't know which one is more fun. Probably Sam. But it's all good stuff. I did mention to you it was Friday, didn't I? If I didn't, let me mention it again. It's Friday. Yes, we have made it. Man, I'll say it again. Congratulations all the way around. Self high fives all the way around. But what happens on Fridays? Well, a couple of different things. On Fridays, of course, I try and wear red, R-E-D, remember, everyone deployed. Started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms just to salute those men and women who every single day are somewhere other than home. It's amazing to me that we have so many good, decent human beings in this country who are willing to stand up and serve. So you wear red to, again, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. Today, I am wearing a red shirt. You know, the laundry genie is back from Liverpool. I don't know what you do in Liverpool. Apparently, there's like some sort of music connection, like a band or something came from there. But anyway, so the laundry genie is back. I am wearing my Richmond Hush Puppies shirt. They were only available at one game. How many years ago was this? 6, 7, 8 years ago? Could be. And it is, I think, the coolest Flying Squirrels shirt that's ever been done. And the squirrels do some pretty cool shirts. They really, really do. But this one, I think, is the best. The Richmond Hush Puppies. I could probably ask Parney if they're thinking about doing it again. But I think it was a one-time thing. That was it. Oh, you know, the squirrels are in action tonight against the Savannah Bananas. Savannah Bananas have a thing or two that they know about marketing. Am I right? Like the most popular minor league baseball team, I think, in history. They just have taken it to a level that's crazy. So they're playing tonight at the Diamond, the Savannah Bananas, and the Richmond Flying Squirrels, my beloved Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's going to be something to see, man. It really is. I don't know which team outdoes the other when it comes to marketing and being fan-friendly, but we'll get a look at that tonight. We had the opportunity earlier today to record a program which will air. Jeremy and I have to go through it. We're going to make it time suitable for the radio. I almost said suitable for the radio, and somebody is going to, probably think, oh, somebody said something bad. No, not at all, not at all. It's a time thing. We got to make sure the times are right. But when we do it, you're going to love it. And of course, as we always do with pre-recorded things, we get it up at newsradiowrva.com. If you're not already looking at newsradiowrva.com, you are missing out on a lot, because every single part of this program goes up there. If you missed something, you go to WRVA.com and you can listen to it and download it, share it. If you heard something that was especially important, again, you go to WRVA.com, download it, listen to it, share it. Everything goes up there. We do put everything up there. What is this new thing? I said we recorded this segment. It was about something new. Well, I'll give you the information in a couple of moments. All right. I am debuting a brand new award. We have had the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor now for the better part of 8 years, I guess almost 9 years. We present that every month. Every month we have a Central Virginia law enforcement officer who receives the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And these are folks who are serving today, keeping us safe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I am going to be debuting a brand new award. You'll hear the details of it in just a couple of moments. What else can I tell you? Well, I guess that's it, right? You're feeling good? Good. Good, good, good. Did I mention? I know I mentioned the other day, but I'll mention it again. My best buddy, Emily Morrissey, you know, she's getting ready to celebrate a big birthday coming up. Yeah, June the 23rd. And I just want to make sure that you check out my Facebook pages, because I posted a little message there that I just want you to take a look at. That's all. It relates to an effort that I have, which hopefully will help you to make my pal Emily's day even better. I mean, the birthday is going to be great. I guarantee you there's going to be a delicious cake. I got a sneaking suspicion there might be a present or two. And if you go to either The Jeff Katz Show or just look for Jeff Katz, the Radio Katz on Facebook, you'll find a little message there with a couple of details I posted that could, and I hope will, help you to help my friend Emily have an even better birthday, a happier birthday. Yeah. So it's a favor. I'm calling in all my chips. 315 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 320 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so excited. Oh, yeah, because it's Friday. That's look at that. Of course, because it's Friday. Let me tell you about this new thing that I'm going to do, and I am going to talk all about it with our first honoree. Recipient. We will do that next week. But here's what I decided to do. We've got so many fantastic law enforcement people here in Central Virginia. And I am nothing short of humbled to be able to help out every once in a while and pay tribute to some of these folks, to go into academies, man, that's the best part. I think it really is. I love being there. Every time I talk with somebody who's got 20, 25 years and they go, man, the job's not the same and this is difficult or that's a challenge. And then I go into these academies and I see this collection of young, fresh faces. Because there's a part of me that thinks, well, nobody's going to do the job in this day and age, right? It's totally different than any other time. Just not going to happen. Well, thing is, we've got a whole bunch of great young people who are entering into law enforcement. And I am just so humbled and grateful to them. I have decided to establish a new award, and we are calling it the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. The Jan McTernan Legacy Award. We are not stopping the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor, far from it. The Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor will continue to be presented every month on the final Friday of the month, that is Blue Friday. But the Jan McTernan Legacy Award will be presented maybe once a year, maybe less than that. The Jan McTernan Legacy Award is designed for someone to receive who has served 20 years or 20 years plus in law enforcement and is leaving behind a legacy in the law enforcement community that reminds me of the legacy Jan McTernan left behind. Is anybody going to leave behind a legacy exactly like Jan's? No, of course not, because Jan was unique. But every other person who's put 20 years in is also unique. And they have done things and helped people. And it's just going to be a different focus. My sense is that those folks who have completed 20 years and are looking to retire will be where I ask law enforcement leaders to look first when nominating someone for the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. I have already designed a, I think, pretty attractive crystal trophy. Mike McTernan of Prince George Towing, who is one of Jan's sons, came to me and said, I will pay for that that beautiful award. Let me foot the cost on that. Okay. So, you know, Mike already has endowed, if you will, paid for all of the challenge coins that our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor recipients get. And now he said, yes, I will pay for the trophy for the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. So the McTernans are good people. They always have been. And it's nice to see that that continues. So I will give you more details. And in fact, as I said, we recorded earlier today with the very first recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. But I don't feel right releasing the name today simply because Jeremy and I have to go through this audio. We're going to get it together. And then when it's ready to drop, then we'll let you know exactly who the recipient is. And, you know, here I am talking about the challenge coins. I gotta send a note to Mike and let him know we're just about out of challenge coins. We got to get a new set of challenge coins done, and we'll see if he wants to help out again. And if he doesn't, that's okay, too. Not to worry. Dr. Dave Bratt joins us next. 325 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
.336 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got a lot of heat coming our way. I'm just going to tell you that.
And Jeff, it's really hot today. It's 88. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Next week, whole week, right around 100 degrees. And you heard our friend Matt DiNardo from 8 News say, this whole heat wave, get used to it for real. This is going to be around probably till the first week of July. So that is hot. One of the things that we're probably not going to see at the next meeting or even the next meeting of the Fed is a rate cut. That's the buzz. Now, I don't know if that's entirely true. I have no idea. But I do know that the president is upset that this Jerome Powell character is holding rates where they are. And my minimal, basic, amateur understanding of the economy says it seems like we're in pretty good shape. But as you know, I have three economists that I trust implicitly. Adam Smith, Milton Friedman, Dave Bratt. And by the way, not necessarily in that order. The only one that is able to be on the show, however, is Dr. Dave Bratt, and he joins us every Friday afternoon. I'm so happy to welcome him again. Dave, thank you for being here, sir.
Glad to have outlived the old guys. Glad to be with you.
We are thrilled that you are here, my friend. All right, explain this for me. President Trump is, if I understand it correctly, he's the guy who's trying to get the economy cooking again, recover from the Biden crap, and get us where we need to be. And I see no inflation that I'm aware of in the same stratosphere as it was under Biden. And all these things seem to be good. The president says they're good. We're not seeing tariff kickback or anything else. But Jerome Powell says, nope. We're not cutting the rates. What gives? Explain it to all of us, would you?
Yeah, it is very complex right now. I think there is a little personal animosity and politics built in here. You got one Fed guy today coming out and saying he's open to cuts, and he may end up being the next Fed chair.
Okay.
And so Trump, you know, basically is got multiple layers of business going on right now. He's working the big beautiful bill.
Yep.
He's working tax cuts. He's working on manufacturing, bringing jobs back to America, bringing capital in the trillions back to the U.S. He's got to contend with a war.
Yep.
So he's navigating a lot of waters right now. And so I think his logic is, you got to be kidding me, guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm facing. And you bailed out Wall Street every 5 seconds for the past 40 years, and that's why the rich got richer and the poor got nothing.
Yes.
And so he's like, you know, cut me some slack. And, you know, if you're in a perfect economy right now, I probably wouldn't be in favor of a rate cut. But when you've got all this going on at the same time, and no evidence of inflation, it's like, come on, Fed, let's give a little bit here so we can get some economic growth going. And if you see signs of prices going up later, well, then do your job.
Right.
But, you know, Trump's basic talking point is the Europe's cut 10 times, you know, probably small 0.25 each time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants a big cut. But, you know, in all fairness, I think a small rate cut, just, you know, because you know it'll prop up the markets. The markets are following the war, which I do find fascinating, by the way, right? The rich guys always seem to know, right? I mean, you didn't see, I mean, we were on the brink of war. All the intelligence was it was going to be Thursday and Friday, yesterday and today, bombing.
Right.
U.S. bombing. And then all of a sudden, Trump pulls back and says, nope, two more weeks.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, what should have happened is the market should have freaked out more, but I think they knew. And so I don't know how they know. I think, you know, J.P. Morgan and two or three guys probably do have the inside call and the inside track on that stuff, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other people know to follow the top two or three with the inside information.
Yep.
And the market says whatever. So, it's a fascinating time to be alive, and wow.
Can you offer some insight on the Powell stuff and the chairmanship? Because here's what my research shows me, that his term as chair of the Fed is May 2026, but he's appointed to the Fed board to serve until January 2028. So does he have two positions of some sort, or am I just not reading that right?
I don't know. We need to fix this thing fast, right?
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve is a quasi-private, quasi-public bank, which I don't like in the first place.
Mm.
Right, make it one or the other. It you know, quasi, what's that mean?
Right.
And I don't know if you've been following it. I've done a few news hits on this, but basically the Fed is paying $200 billion a year to the private banks in interest costs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that's they're upside down. They're bankrupt, right? Because they were doing that, and they were paying it out of the Federal Reserve balance sheet and profits, which they make off the interest rate spreads.
Wow.
But now the new news is they're paying it through the Treasury, which means your tax dollars, if you do $200 billion times 10 years, right? $200 billion a year, right?
And
so over 10 years, though, that's $2 trillion in savings to the U.S. budget.
Wow.
Right? And that's more than Congress and Senate are willing to cut over the next 10 years.
Wow.
And so if you're interested in that kind of stuff, you may want to look that up. And I'm blanking on the guy's name. I got it. It's Brian Westbury, W-E-S-B-U-R-Y. He's got probably the second one of the top two financial newsletters in the country. And, and I interviewed him a couple weeks back, and he's been reporting on this for years.
Mm.
And so the Federal Reserve is just treated as this, you know, mythical entity that no one gets to question, and they're stealing from you, and you better wake up and find out about it, and then take some action. Get to your congressman, ask them for oversight meetings on this.
Well, yeah, that sounds like it's absolutely essential. Let me remind everybody, Dr. Dave Bratt is joining us. Dave is the Senior Vice President for Business Affairs at Liberty University, but he's not here on behalf of Liberty. He's kind enough to join us on Friday afternoons. We talk a little bit about the economic world, what is going on, how it's impacting us. Some of the other stuff that many of us are looking at, Dave, we keep hearing you mention the big, beautiful bill. There's this battle about an issue. They call it SALT, right? State and local taxes. What exactly is that all about?
Well, that's just a total disaster. And that I can say without any equivocation, is a disaster if you're a conservative, right?
Yeah.
So basically, the rich states have high state and local taxes, and they want to deduct those payments from their federal taxes.
Right.
And so basically in economics, you're kind of rewarding states who are underperforming, right? California, New York, et cetera. Mm-hmm. These rich blue states who have huge pension funds, who are blowing cash with every kind of benefit under the sun, and they're broke, they're hurting, they're upside down, you know, 10 years out, their balance sheets are terrible, whether they can pay their pensions is a question.
Right.
And we're supposed to bail them out. Flyover country's supposed to bail out these rich states.
Ugh.
And so, you know, that the House did it because we want to win a few political votes out of New York and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really vocal congressmen over there that are making noise. But the Senate, I don't think, is going to put up with it. So we raised the cap from $10,000 right off to $40,000 in the House bill.
Yeah.
And the Senate is saying probably going to slap it back down to $10,000.
Okay.
And that'll cause, you know, but Trump is basically threatening all of them. He says, okay, good. Well, you'll be in charge of the biggest tax increase in human history if you vote no on the bill. So that's some pressure.
Okay.
That's some pressure.
All right. Yeah, that's huge pressure. I'm like you, though, Dave. I'm trying to think the lesson that comes from that is, number one, dear badly managed states, keep doing it, right? Hey, you're doing a heck of a job there. And number two, if you have decided you want to live there, I mean, I don't want to live there, then that's your problem. Part of what went into the equation, right, for the most of us is going, all right, well, if you live in New York and your personal property taxes are $40,000 a year, I think you need professional help. I think you're crazy. And I don't think I should have to underwrite that. I just don't.
No, and it's very similar. I mean, when people find out that their heads explode because it's so unfair, but the U.S. taxpayer is also subsidizing, you know, flood insurance and hurricane insurance for the richest homes down on the coast of Florida, et cetera.
Yep, yep.
And so I thought, well, surely, okay, maybe one time, but the law actually states they'll bail out four or five homes for the rich over multiple hurricane seasons. So it's like once you learn the lesson, it seems like, hey, I really can't afford this beautiful home with the full costs, right? And economics is about the full cost, which includes the risk of living on the ocean. It's stunning, but it comes with waves. And so, you know, why the rest of us should have to pay the bill for that risk for the super wealthy. And, you know, that's why there's kind of a populist revolution going on right now.
Yep.
And it's a good thing. People are waking up and starting to ask the basic questions. There's good reports out the African American, the black community is moving in this populist direction big time because they're getting sick of this, you know, being put in buckets as being black or Hispanic or whatever all the time. They just want to be, hey, I want to buy a house. I want my wages to go up.
Yep.
And I want my kid to have good schools and I don't want my kids to be assaulted with crazy theories.
That's right.
And so it's there's some good news happening. There's some good news going on.
Yeah, that's one of those things, man. I mean, you've had the left obviously define everybody into these group identity politics groups, and then you're dealing with real live human beings who you say, you go in this box or that box, or I go in that box. You know, no, I would like my kids to have a job. I want to have a good education. I want to be safe. I want to go to the store. I want my neighbors to mow their lawn, and we're going to wave at each other as we drive down the road. That's it. You know, it's pretty simple, pretty basic.
Yep.
It's just living life the way God wants you to live life. Tell me about my Liberty Flames. Who's in action this week, Dave?
Well, we are on summer break right now. The people in action right now are the law school students who are on my floor. They're all prepping for their big law exam, so they're freaking out and drinking a lot of coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
But our law school has pass rates that are up there with the Ivy Leaguers, and they got ethics that surpass the Ivy Leaguers. So, higher Liberty.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. You know that. I encourage everybody I meet, if they've got kids who are thinking about college, they got nieces, nephews, grandkids, if you're not considering Liberty, you're missing out on a lot. Dave, I say it every week, and God willing, I'll continue to say it for a lot of weeks ahead. I love the fact you make time for us. It always means so much for you to be here, and I wish you and yours simply a blessed weekend, brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm enjoying the summer. I'm getting out and hitting some tennis balls and enjoying the warm weather. Next week will be a little bit tougher, but yeah. I love it. I love the summer. Thanks for having me on the show, Jeff. It's great. You do a great show. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. That is Dr. Dave Brandt from Liberty University. He's not here on behalf of Liberty University. It's kind of weird to say it, but that's the truth. He needs to let everybody know what the truth is on the economic front. People sometimes forget, wasn't Dave in politics? He was. I don't think that was the highlight of his life. I'll tell you that right now. His big, major, most important accomplishments, in my humble opinion,
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Been on college campuses, educating young people and talking about economics and the world of business and how you make your way in. And he's a good, good guy. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, I am indeed walking like an Egyptian. Little Bengals action there. Susanna Hoffs on lead. Anyway, all right. No, I'm stop that. Stop that. No, don't stop the music. I was talking to myself. I shouldn't behave like that. I'm a grown man, for goodness. I'm a grown blank man. Won't say that out. Oh, I did say it out loud. Stanny Andruski, my brother from another mother, who during the week has founded Certified Auto Repair, is going to be here a little more than a half hour from now. He'll be here at 4:35. We got brutal temperatures on the way. 100 degrees plus. That's hot. Now, you and I can kind of sit inside, turn on the AC, put our feet into a big bucket, of ice, right? And enjoy ourselves. What about our cars? What do you do with your cars when it's 100 degrees outside? I mean, I don't know. And I do know one thing. I know that batteries, in the heat, your battery could die, absolutely die in this heat. So I want to get some insight from Stan. And we'll do that at 4:35. What we do to make sure our cars stay safe for the next week or so. And Matt DiNardo from 8 News just told us a few moments ago, hey, this excessive heat is going to be with us probably right through July 1st or 2nd. So we do have some time. We've got to safeguard that. Somebody sent me a note. Oh, I think I forgot to give you the number. I apologize. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Somebody sent me a note that said, hey, I'm hearing that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears hates John Reed. Is that true? Have no idea. I really don't. It also doesn't matter. You want to win and save our Commonwealth, everybody's got to put their hands in the middle and be one united team. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.